Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we are spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we are here to dish it out. Just a quick heads up, there are spoilers on this menu, so listen at your own risk. Hey everybody, it's Jeanette
and Megan, and on this week's episode, we're going to discuss the brand new season of Vanderpump Rules Season 11. We're finally here. At this moment that we're recording, we were two episodes in and we have some questions.
So many questions.
And I would like to start it off. I feel like everybody kind of has this question, honestly. What are your thoughts on Ariana and Tom having an assistant that communicates between them?
I want to start by saying that I would hate to be that assistant. She deserves a raise because that whole situation is so freaking awkward. I would not personally want to do that job.
I would hate to do that job. As somebody who seriously hates conflict, being an assistant, well, it's not their assistant, it's Tom's assistant.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awkward. And I kind of don't like the way that Ariana talks to her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of bitchy. I understand that her response is to Tom. I get that. Mm-hmm. You're talking to this sweet girl, and there's a scene where she's running up the stairs, and she's like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
So awkward.
I mean, it does, for the situation, seem like a good temporary workaround, but I don't think it's sustainable, and I really do feel bad for that assistant.
I feel like she's handling it like a champ.
Yeah.
She's doing well, but girl, that's got to be stressful. I wouldn't want to be in her situation.
I wonder how much she gets paid. Like, she needs to get paid well.
I kind of wondered that too, because Tom would obviously be paying her. But then we found out in episode 2 that apparently Tom's been paying all the bills. And Ariana just lives there. So I feel like it's got to be really expensive for him. His life's got to be so expensive.
More money, more problems.
That's right. Isn't that the truth?
Speaking of good old Ariana, are you happy that Ariana found a new boo after just 10 days?
That is so suspicious to me. That is so weird to me.
Red flags.
Yeah, like, honestly, no. I understand having a rebound, you know, but to get into a relationship so soon after, probably not the best idea. Mm-hmm. You've been in this long-term relationship. Everyone kind of knows it's not going to work out because they had completely different views. Like, both of them, they were not a good couple. They just weren't a good couple. Their values didn't align. Mm-hmm. But girl, you moved on after 10 days. She had done left that relationship. Like, this had to have just been the out. Like, this happening had to have just been like the awesome. I'm out.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it seems soon, but she was probably checked out a long time ago.
Correct.
And the thing is, though, she's already talking about having kids with this guy.
I'm sorry. That rubbed me so wrong. Oh, well, he's actually the type of man that would. How do you know? You haven't even really known him that long.
Yeah, and he lives on the other side of the coast. Doesn't he live in New York or something?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a long-distance relationship. I don't know. I mean, I want to see the girl happy, for sure. But I think it was kind of soon to be in.
Can I give you my take on why she said that?
Yeah.
I think she said that to hurt Tom. So when Tom looks back on the episode, I really do feel like it was a little jab, jab. Like, haha, I never wanted kids with you. I never wanted this life with you. I never wanted to get married. And now I've met this new man and I'm thinking about it. Like, oh, yeah, maybe. That's what I think that was, because she has been so gung-ho and so firm on not wanting children. She does not want children. She does not want marriage. I don't think she sees that future with this guy.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably like a little bit of a jab too. Jab, jab, jab him where it hurts.
And I love Ariana.
Yeah.
I think that she's cool. I like her. She's cute. She's funny. I feel like she doesn't take a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like I like her. I do too. I just feel like this is not maybe the best. But you do you, boo. This is your life.
I kind of wonder if Sandoval really actually wanted to have kids with her, because she finally got to the point where she got her eggs out and she'd asked him for years to fertilize her eggs and he never went and did it. So how serious was he?
Well, I have a question. Why couldn't they just make children like regular people and hump it out? Like, why did you have to freeze your eggs? And now you want your boyfriend, because they're boyfriend and girlfriend, to come and fertilize them. Why did you not just hump and scrump and make a baby? Unless there's like a medical reason. Why?
I think the whole like surrogacy thing has been more popular option lately for ladies who don't want to carry their own children for whatever reason. And I don't know, I'm assuming that's the route that she wanted to take.
Girl, I'm sorry, but when you're having children, carrying them is literally the least of your worries.
True.
That is the least of what's about to come.
Kids ain't no joke. I'm just happy he didn't do it and she didn't do it with him at the end of the day.
Right. And you are right. Why didn't he go do it?
Yep. Because I think he knew he wasn't in it to win it either.
Well, I think he'd already started seeing Rachel. And I think that had a play in it too.
Yeah. Are you calling her Rachel or Raquel?
No, she's Rachel.
I want to call her Raquel. Okay. Well, we'll know who we're talking about.
We'll call her Raquel-chel.
Raquel-chel.
But yeah, like I could see how it'd be problematic to have a baby with your girlfriend when you already have another girlfriend that's new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If the house, because they discussed in the episode that the house is literally the only thing that is keeping them tied together.
Yes. It sounds like they're both being very stubborn about it.
Oh, so stubborn. Do you just feel like one of them should move the hell out? Just get out.
From what I understand, Tom offered to pay Ariana her share of the house to get out. She doesn't want to do that because she feels like he's getting rewarded for bad behavior. But neither of them want to sell the house and neither of them leave the house. So they're kind of at a stalemate right now, which isn't good for either of them. I think, yes, she should just leave, move, take the money and go. I wouldn't want that house. That's where he was doing some dirty deeds. Like, I wouldn't want that house. And I have another question. Why is there still a giant picture of them hanging on the wall together?
Yes, girl. I have been wondering that too. Why is that up?
I would have smashed that. It looks like it's made out of Legos. We're going to smash it, give those pieces donate them to the Lego builders. I don't know, make something better out of it. Why is that up?
They were like so fixated on smashing the lame ass penis flute.
Yeah, and then he glued it back together. Guess what? I'd burn it next time. Put in a little puddle of ashes on the shelf. See him glue it back together now. Like, I'm so confused by the picture. I'm so confused by the penis flute. Just burn it. And if I was Ariana, girl, you are a jewel. You're a dime piece. Go take the money and leave. You don't want that house. You don't want him. And just end your suffering. And
now, do you want to hear a bit of a different take on it in a way?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
So when Tom and Ariana bought the house, they went in it together, right? Well, when Tom started the business, he took a second mortgage out on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a new home buyer, so I don't know how second mortgage works. I'm not a business owner. I don't know how opening a business works. But I feel your house is really expensive. starting a business, I'd assume, is expensive. And then you took it out on your home. So I honestly do feel that it would be better for Tom to keep the house, honestly, and mm-hmm. for Ariana to walk away. But I think I read somewhere that her name is on that too. Mm. So it's like, I don't want to misspeak because I don't know. This is my brain processing this. If she is tied up in all of his debts, mm-hmm. I kind of understand why she can't walk away or why she feels like she can't walk away. And I was reading that Tom wasn't going to pay her like the lump sum. He was going to pay her in installments of her.
Oh, I bet.
Her portion.
I bet.
But it also really pisses me off that she's not paying the mortgage, that she's not paying her half. Like, that bothers me. Why do you want the house so bad if you're not paying for it? You're just living there.
Yeah, it's just really messy. I would, at all costs, if I was in her position, which I'm not, I would just want to get out of the situation no matter what. I would definitely want my share of my portion of the house, but get it and go. Like, I don't know. That's just what I think I would do.
Yeah. And a part of me wonders if they can't sell it, if they can't sell it because they can't sell it for as much as what's owed on it.
Yeah.
So those are all the things that I thought about later. What a debacle.
Sounds messy. It's a debacle.
Yeah.
A shockle.
But Ariana, take all those photos down. Take those down. You don't need those.
Smash them.
Smash them. Burn them with Kristen.
Yes.
That's rough. That's rough.
Yeah. Megan, do you think it's hypocritical that James Kennedy is mad at Tom when James did the same thing to Tom when he slept with Kristen and started dating with Kristen?
Not only do I think it's hypocritical, but I think it's so disrespectful to constantly be talking about this situation to your girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. The poor girl.
That poor girl. Like, he's like, oh no, like, he owes me an apology. He owes me an apology. No, he, honestly, no, he doesn't. He doesn't owe you shit. You and Raquel, Rachel, you guys weren't together anymore.
Like, and he's saying, oh, well, you were my brother. You were my friend. You guys were friends and brothers and about to move into each other and were making music together when you started banging his ex. So I don't see the difference besides the fact that it was 10 years apart.
Yeah. And also, I feel like James liked Tom more than Tom liked James.
Mm-hmm.
Like, James was like, hey, you know, when I met Tom, I was in my 20s. Like, yeah, he was a big part of
him.
Yeah, I looked up to him. Like, Tom was the cool guy. And, you know, watching Vanderpump, it kind of does look like Tom's kind of like the cooler guy of the group. And him and Ariana are like the stable-ish couple. And but I feel like James was just a friend to Tom. Like, who fucking cares? And honestly, if Tom isn't going to be loyal to his girl, why would he be loyal to you?
Why?
You think that you popped in his head? He didn't give a fuck about you.
No.
And I do think it's hypocritical. And if I were James's girlfriend, Allie, I'd be really uncomfortable with the fact that he is always talking about Rachel or things that involve Rachel or the dog with Rachel or the Scandoval. Like,
this is literally history repeating itself, because remember, Kristen used to always be talking about Tom, and James was the one that had to sit there and listen to her, and he was frustrated. So now he's doing the same thing to his girlfriend, Allie.
Yeah. Like,
what the heck? It's amazing to me how much history repeats itself with these people. It's crazy.
And they're like, oh, well, I'm so grown. Well, then why are you still acting 20?
No, they're not grown. I also wanted to ask you, do you think it's hypocritical that James isn't mad at all at Schwartz, it seems, who made out with Raquel? like, why are you mad at Tom but not mad at Schwartz?
I feel like he is just like, oh, you made out with Raquel, cool. Well, Tom's smashing him.
Like, it's another level.
It's another level. It's just, it's a different type of level of betrayal where we see the kiss with Schwartz and it was so awkward. It was weird.
So awkward. And weird.
I do believe that they were trying to like create a story between them to hide the fact that Tom and Rachel were smashing, because Tom and Tom would S each other's D's. Like,
they're like ride or die at that point.
They are so ride or die.
At that point, they were. I don't think there is much, but.
Yeah, it seems like it's a little off this season because Schwartz has had to take the brunt of the shit that Sandoval did. Which, that's not fair. Yeah, that's not fair.
Not fair at all.
But yes, I think everybody is a huge hypocrite. Yes, yes, yes. Hypocrite. So there's a scene where Sheena and Brock are sitting on her couch. And she's like, oh, every time I sit on this couch and have a conversation, I just think about my conversation with Sandoval. So my question is, do you just think Sheena should get a new fucking couch? Like, throw that bitch out and get a new couch.
I think she should burn the whole entire house down.
Get into a whole new apartment.
Burn the place down, move out, whatever. She's so dramatic.
Yeah, and I know people are like, couches are expensive. Well, I mean, I have two really cheap couches in my living room. They were under $500 each. They're not a huge, nice sectional, but they don't have nasty memories of foul conversations.
Sheena is so dramatic. That's all I want to say about that.
And she's always on the wrong side of things.
Yeah, she seems to get herself in some pickling jars.
Oh, what do you think about her singing career?
It's good as gold.
Does she have any other songs? Is that it? Is that it? I've been hearing that song since it came out in, what, season beginning? And we're 11 seasons in, and it's still that one song. And yes, Sheena, nobody liked your porno music video. Not gonna lie, I do kind of like her little screamo. And I'm like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be a pop star. Maybe you should goth down. Become like an emo artist. It wasn't fantastic, but whenever her man was like, I like this part of Sheena, I feel like that would be fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was the couch question.
Yeah.
So yay or nay on throwing the couch out and getting a new one?
I think she does not need a new couch. And she just needs to be a little less dramatic.
Okay.
Or burn the place down. I don't know. All or nothing, girl.
All or nothing with you. Either keep your couch or burn the entire place down.
Yeah.
Keep the couch or keep nothing.
I was thinking about like the restaurant situations, because people are attacking Schwartz and Sandy and not supporting the business, which is understandable. And even the staff has walked out on them.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot going on. And I had a thought. I was like, why do you think that Schwartz and Sandy is getting all of like the heat from the affair? But TomTom seems to be doing fine. I haven't heard any like negative impact on TomTom. And the restaurant is literally named after him, and he owns a percentage.
Jeanette, that is such a good question.
Why?
I never thought about that. Honestly, I'd forgotten about TomTom.
It's literally called TomTom.
Gosh, I don't know. Okay, so Lisa Vanderpump has like a stronghold on TomTom, right?
Yeah, she's the majority owner.
So maybe because people love Lisa. I could be wrong. And maybe TomTom did have a little bit of backlash. I don't know. I have never looked into it.
Yeah, like maybe they're just not mentioning it. I don't know.
I've never really looked into it.
She's closing Pump.
That was okay. Remember when we were on the phone and I was like, yo, like I got some really sad news that I wasn't expecting from this episode. And you're like, don't tell me. It was that. Yeah. It was that.
Oh,
that,
really?
Yeah, that Vanderpump. Fuck, what's it called?
It's just called Pump.
Sir.
No, not Sir. Pump.
Pump, not Sir.
Pump is being closed, not Sir. Sir is still open. Pump is being closed.
Oh, damn, I'm dumb because when they're Pump is closing, I'm like, Sir? Oh my God.
No, that's a different one. She has Pump, she has Sir, and then she opened Pump, and then she opened TomTom, and then she started opening the ones in Las Vegas, which I want to go to. I want to go to. They're so pretty. But anyways.
Yeah, well, my bad. Sad news. Pump is closing. Maybe people just have so much respect for Lisa Vanderpump that they're not like going to go and boycott her stuff because it seems like she is really successful in LA, in California. Everybody likes her.
Yeah.
The straights, the gays. They all love Lisa.
Loving Lisa.
And why wouldn't you? Lisa seems like a gem.
Yeah. I mean.
God. Yeah. Jeannie, I don't know. We should look into that.
I wonder how much money TomTom makes. If Tom is making like 5% on $1 million, he's making $50,000 from that restaurant. And I'm sure she does more than $1 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
So you're still supporting Tom. Like,
so even
I don't
though you support Lisa, you're still supporting Tom.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Would you boycott TomTom and Schwartz and Sandy's?
No, I would still go to all of them just to try. I don't know if I'd be back. But I've always wanted to try their food and cocktails. I'm sorry. I really like food and cocktails.
I'm just here for the food and cocktails.
The food and cocktails.
That is so funny. What are your thoughts on Tom Schwartz this episode? Do you feel like he's throwing himself a little pity party? Or do you feel that he should have maybe rethought his partnership with Tom?
Okay. So I think Schwartz let Sandoval steamroll him way too much just to keep the peace. He never had a voice. And that's what Katie was always saying.
Yes.
She was saying he never listens to you. You take his side. You stick up for him. That was like, I feel like a part of their divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unfortunate that Schwartz has been dragged down with Sandoval. But that is kind of what you get for putting your loyalty into someone who's doing poopy things.
Yes, girl. Yes. Like, they've been friends for a long time. Everybody's been saying the same fucking shit. You have two eyes like we have. You can see on TV that Sandoval is not a good friend or a good partner. And a lot, I feel like, you like you said, a lot of their problems, Katie and Schwartz, was Sandoval.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And when he was steamrolling you about the name, when he's steamrolling you about all your ideas, when you're trying to put in your input and he just doesn't give a shit, like, you had the opportunity to be like, you know what? Actually, this isn't going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz isn't complicit in all this shit. Like, he was letting Sandoval do this stuff at his house because Sandoval would tell Ariana, like, oh, I'm going to Schwartz's. So, like, why would you have suspicion? That's his best friend. But he's at Schwartz's with Rachel.
Yeah.
So, and I know a lot of people are so tired of hearing about the scandal, but they have to remember that when this filming picked back up after the scandal, it had only been 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in this season, it's still fresh and new to them, even though it's not to us.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think when you choose to support a friend as much as he did, and let him walk all over you, he still had a choice. He still had a choice. And your friends are a reflection of you. And now look, he has no money, no house, no wife, no friends. Your business is suffering. And all you have now, Schwartz, is pet bugs and a shit ton of plants. God, like pet what? Bugs.
Oh, and dogs that you share with your ex-wife.
What is happening? And it's his fault. And it's Sandoval's fault, too.
Like, if I was Katie, I'd be like, no, you don't get custody of these dogs at all. I'm taking both of them with me. They're mine.
Their dogs are so cute.
Yeah, but I would not be going over to my ex-husband's house every week to come pick up dogs. Like, oh, yeah. It makes it to where they have to stay in communication with each other. Let it go.
I don't know. I've never had to share custody of a dog before, so I really don't
know. I never would. No, I just pack them up and take them. They're mine. Bye. But again, I'm not in her situation, so it's easy to say what you would do when you're not in someone's situation.
For true. Pity party for Schwartz, party of one, probably. But he did it to himself by supporting someone so blindly and he put Sandoval on this pedestal. Like, he came before everyone. He came before everyone, his wife, his family, and look where that's gotten.
Oh, did you hear when Schwartz was like, yeah, you know, I was a homeowner and now I'm not and I'll probably never be one again.
So I have some questions about Lala.
Lala.
Were you surprised to see Lala reaching out to Raquel? Do you think it's too soon? Do you think Raquel deserves forgiveness?
That bothered the shit out of me.
Uh-huh.
Lala went so hard. Lala went so hard into this girl. And honestly, ever since Rachel came about the scene, like when she first started dating James, Lala hated her. Lala was sleeping with James while Rachel was with James, right?
Yes.
And then something she said in the reunion, which is very true. I wasn't your best friend. I understand that, Lala. But how are you going to be so gung-ho for your girl? I like Lala, but I don't get girls vibes from her. Because why are you reaching out to her? Why are you reaching out to her? And why didn't you reach out to her off of camera? You're going to reach out to her on camera? I think it's a ploy.
Yeah, Lala's all over the place.
I think it's to create a storyline.
So do you think it was too soon to reach out?
Yep. I sure do. Because she was like, oh, well, everybody called me a mistress and I don't want her to live with that. You didn't give a shit about that 3 months ago. You didn't give a shit about that when Rachel was literally calling you a mistress. And then you're like, oh, yeah, and you were calling me this, but now you're going to be friends with her? Get out of here, bitch.
Do you think Raquel deserves forgiveness?
No.
No, never?
Not from this group. No, she can go find happiness in her new life in Arizona as Rachel.
With the cacti.
Yeah, no, I don't think she deserves forgiveness. Rachel tries to play like she and Ariana weren't really that close, but that's a lie. She was always at her house. They were always together. Ariana was always sticking up for her, always saying nice things about her. How could you do that to your friend?
Yeah.
No, and I would never trust her. Like, I would never trust her.
I have a random question I wanted to ask you about Lala. Do you know she's from Salt Lake City?
Yes, I do.
Do you think she's related to Whitney? They said all of the Salt Lake City people are somehow related, right?
Because they were settled. The way they look?
Don't they look similar? I swear they could be related.
Oh my God, can we do some digging to see if they're related?
Hello, ancestry.com.
Oh my God. Oh, you just come up with the most brilliant questions, Jeannie.
Well, I was looking at her face and she said something about Salt Lake City, and I was like, man, her and Whitney could be cousins, sisters. Like, I don't know. They both have the same jaw. I don't know.
Yes, I could totally see it.
I could see Whitney and Lala being related more than I can see Whitney and Heather being related.
I don't see the resemblance in Whitney and Heather at all, but I don't look like any of my cousins, like not a lick.
Okay.
But.
And Heather is inbred, so.
That's right. Kidding. Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's mean. She's not.
She's not. That we know of. No, apparently Heather's family is super successful and her dad was like an FBI agent.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
wild.
Yeah. And she was married to like one of the top people in the Mormon religion.
Yeah. Like she's been up there. She's been with the cool people, the just people, the morally righteous.
Righteous.
Righteous. Do you think that, not Ariana, do you think that Rachel should be forgiven?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, she's just a baby. Like, everybody deserves to be forgiven, right?
No.
You don't like that. I can tell by your face. You're like, ugh.
No, but that's okay. We can have differencing opinions. We'll just fight about it when we log off here.
Yeah, I think it's too soon. But I think let's look back on the history of Vanderpump, shall we? If Kristen and Ariana can become friends and Tom and James can become friends and Tom and Jax could become friends again. Like
this show's a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah, they've all been poking each other's holes and they're all friends again. I just feel like one day, maybe everyone will be friends with Raquel again. It wouldn't be surprising because that's how it seems.
It wouldn't be surprising.
I've seen stranger things on this show.
Speaking of Raquel, mm-hmm. If you were Ariana, like, would you be upset that Lala reached out to Rachel? Because Lala is supposed to be Ariana's friend, Ariana, and I would be furious. I'd be like, cool, you're not in my friend group anymore, bye.
That was such a weird scene because they were like, oh, okay, we love each other again. And as soon as they hugged it out, Lala's like, oh, and yo, guess what? I reached out to your girl.
I feel like she tried to make an opening because she was like, oh, I feel like we're... I don't remember how she put it, but that Ariana's mad at her or like they haven't been as close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the exact phrasing.
Yeah.
But then Ariana's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And they're hugging. Like you said, they're hugging. And then she's like, bam.
I think Lala just needs to pick a side right now. And it should be Ariana's side, obviously. Everything's just way too fresh. Like I said, maybe after some time, they'll all be friends again. Because that's how they seem to operate.
Maybe.
But Lala's story about being a mistress isn't comparable to Raquel's story. Unless Lala was intentionally a mistress, like Raquel was intentionally a mistress.
Oh, but if you ask Lala, she would tell you that she was told that her man and his wife were separated and like...
Yeah, that's what she's telling people, but yeah, maybe exactly. In her mind, she's like, I know that I was in this situation too, and that's why she's empathizing with Raquel.
Yeah, except for Tom wasn't like, oh, yeah, me and Ariana are separated. Obviously, you're not. You're living together. You're going to parties together. Everyone knows you're together. Like,
everyone knew.
The only thing I can say about Lala's situation, Lala was getting Range Rovers, private flights. Like, she was fucking, as a young girl, I'm sure getting all that stuff. From a
blinding.
Oh, yeah. From like somebody who is really high up in his career. And oh, I bet that honestly, it'd be so easy for her to turn the blind eye to the wife, right?
Absolutely.
But the situation is just not the same. It's not the same. And she can't, I don't think that she should make Raquel's experience her experience because they're not the same.
Yeah.
The only thing that is the same is the mistress part, but the rest of it's not.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to is Lala's trying to make this about her and her feelings when it's not about her and her feelings. It's about Ariana and Ariana's feelings right now. Your feelings can take a step in the backseat right now and just be there for Ariana. Quit thinking about yourself and how you feel and blah, 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 and reaching out to Raquel. Like, no, now's not the right time for that.
No, ma'am. And that's why I don't think it was sincere. I think that she just wanted to come off as like, she's so empathetic and she's so nice and she just wants Rachel's mental health to be good, when she was literally the loudest. Like, she was the loudest. She was the nastiest to her. Like, Ariana wasn't even that nasty to her.
Yeah, I love Lala, but she is so flippy floppy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she goes after you and then she apologizes. And I'm not one to apologize. I don't want to apologize unless I absolutely fucked up and I know that. So to just come to everybody, it seems like, and to always be like, oh, I'm sorry, I had the wrong idea about you.
So did you want to see Raquel in season 11? Did you want her to show her face?
No. Like, I really am so turned off by the entire situation that I wish Tom didn't come back either.
Right.
But I know that's not going to happen where they're both absent.
Yeah.
I also didn't expect to see her. I knew she wasn't going to come back.
I thought that she might, but she didn't.
I don't think that she was prepared for all the heat that was coming down on her. I don't think that they were prepared to get caught, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they were just living their fun little life, being shitty people. And then Ariana just so happened to see it and they got caught. Had Ariana not seen it, you know what? I bet that her and Sandoval would still be together.
He'd still be doing things behind her back.
Yeah. I don't like the situation.
Yeah.
It really upsets me.
I don't like it either. But honestly, after watching this all 11 seasons, I don't. It's all like all the other situations they've been in. They've all been cheating on each other for years. I don't know. I guess I feel, what's the word? Desensitized to their cheating to each other because they do it all the time.
They all be doing it. Oh, can we talk about something that I thought was kind of weird?
Duh.
And I don't like this word, but this is what the kids are saying. Cringy.
I like cringy.
Don't. What would be another word for that? What did we used to say? Gross.
Gross. Disgusto barfo.
Okay, can we talk about what I thought was so gross and disgusto barfo in a way?
Yeah.
At the end of episode one, Ariana's standing and she's dancing.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's just sitting around her talking. Somebody's filming her. But everybody's like kind of doing their own thing. She's just standing, dancing. And then it pans over to like the people who are at the place. I think they're at Tom Tom actually. And it was kind of like she just has all these fans watching her. I don't even know how to describe this because this wasn't even prepared. I just thought about it. I didn't like it. I thought it was so weird because it's almost like she now thinks that she's like a super celebrity.
I know she got a lot of fan support.
Mm-hmm. And she did get a lot of brand deals. And she's on Dancing with the Stars. And she's on Broadway for Chicago. And she's not paying her mortgage.
If anything, this is good for her. This is the best thing that could have happened to her.
It really was.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to the episode where Lala loses her shit. And she says, I've never seen anyone get cheated on and they become God. Like, I want to see that episode so bad.
I want to see the episodes where apparently Schwartz and Sheena make out.
Oh, what me too.
Is going on. See, this is why I've become
desensitized.
Yeah, desensitized. This is why I've become desensitized. Because everybody's poked everybody's holes. Like, they've all been sharing. At this point, they might as well just all get one big house and have a sister wife situation.
They might as well, actually. Whenever it showed Tom's birthday party.
Yeah.
How funny did you think it was that pretty much everybody was at the party? We have no idea who they are.
No idea.
It's Tom's music manager, Tom's business friend, Tom's vocal coach. It's like,
and mind you, those are all people he pays. So probably just the people who get a paycheck from you are tolerating you and coming to your party.
But I will say, Allie, you know how she's like, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to go inside the party. Allie, yeah. Whenever Sandoval texted, she's like, you should go. So you said that you guys should go. And now that you're on your way, you're like, oh.
She said you should go, not we should go. Or I want to go.
Well, last I checked, she had her own legs, so she didn't have to walk herself to get into the car. She's got a pair of Chevrolet legs. She could have stayed home.
I love how James is peeing on their bush.
And she's like, that's Ariana's bush, too.
That was cute.
Oh, my God. And James is like, I'm basically just here for an apology. Fuck your birthday party. And you're not going to give me an apology? I'm done.
I love how James is like, who are these people? And some guy's like, yeah, I'm not friends with Katie anymore because
it's obviously she's been pushed out of the group.
What? And he's like, who are you?
Yeah. He's standing there so annoyed. And he's like, okay, you better get Tom. Get Tom and tell him I want to talk to him. And then Tom's like, I thought we were going to go to the back. No, you didn't. You knew that some bullshit was about to happen. So you're trying to avoid it.
Yeah.
That scene, that whole party was so a vibe. Funny to me. I bet it did end before 12 a.m. I bet it did.
You know, parties just be hitting different after you're 40.
Oh my God. There's a clip of him in a future episode where he's like, I'm young. No, you're not. I'm not young either.
You need to watch your mouth because I'm in the 40 now. I'm in the 40, not 40s because I just turned 40, but watch yourself before you go disrespecting the quadriceps, the quatrains.
So I'm old too if it makes you feel better. I've been old for like 16 years. I don't know my math, but it's just... I hate him. So when he's like, I'm young, I'm good looking, and I'm right. No, get out of here. I hate it. We're with a mustache. You notice he shaved it off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
Now he's just a worm. Damn. A worm with nail polish. Well, I'm excited to go watch the new episode of Traitors that came out today. I'm going to go eat dinner. I'm going to watch Traitors. I'm going to get ready for my trip that I leave on tomorrow.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to San Francisco tomorrow. And then our flight leaves at like 5 a.m. on Saturday.
Jeanette and I are going to be together this Sunday. We're going to be together in the same place at the same time, holding hands and talking podcast.
Hands. Unless my plane crashes.
There's a possibility the door will suck off.
Yeah, right? Golly. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Yeah, so I can't wait to watch Traitors tonight too. Oh my gosh. So y'all, next week we're going to go back to the Traitors because our last episode, so much cool ish has gone down that has just really pumped us up. Like it changed the dynamic of the show. We want to talk about it because if we don't, we're going to explode. We're even more obsessed than we were, if that's even possible. So yes.
And I don't know how far you've made it in season one, but I finished season one. Girl. Oh my gosh. You have to finish season one. It is.
It's good enough to go all the way through?
I wanted to throw up, like die. Throw up, cry, and die.
Is it so intense when it gets to that close to the end?
So intense. You have to finish season one.
Okay. I'm going to finish season one. I'm going to finish season one because Jeanette apparently is just saying that it is mind-blowing. boggling.
It won an Emmy for a reason.
Oh, it won an Emmy?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've never won shit.
You won my heart.
Yay.
Oh, and then after we're done obsessing over the Traitors next time, we really do want to start getting into the Real Housewives of Miami and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So stay tuned for some upcoming shows about those that we're really excited about.
Yeah, and if you like our podcast, which I don't see why you wouldn't, like, subscribe, share,
tell
do
your
whatever
friend.
You do. Yeah, like, do that social media stuff.
Yeah, tell your reality TV bestie to give us a listen, too.
On our Instagram, we post little stories and fun little games and memes and, you know, just notice us.
Check it out at J.A.M.Session. Because that's all they had left.
That was all they had available to us. So we took it. But yeah, we're really looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to Jeanette being here with me in Florida this week. And we can't wait to discuss our next episode with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you. Bye.